In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So this is such a powerful story, and especially when you heard it read in parts by different voices. It's so powerful and it's so important that it made it into all four Gospels, and not even the Christmas story did that. And today, we began our liturgy in great triumph with palms and hosannas and singing. And we'll end this liturgy today as we enter into Holy Week, and it's one of our great mysteries. And we will end in silence as we begin this Holy Week. And our invitation is to walk with Jesus this week, eating his Last Supper with the disciples, the washing of feet, and finally watching at the foot of the cross with Jesus and the women. Do you ever wonder why Jesus did this? It was God's ultimate plan, perhaps, that you could attribute it all to. But Jesus, a human man on this earth, really suffered, and he suffered for all of us. And why didn't he save himself if he was the Son of God? And why do we get only silence when we beg that question? One of my other great favorite wonderers about the Lord's Passion is Julian of Norwich, a mystic from the 15th century. Julian had had a horrible illness that lasted a long time, and suddenly she was all well again. And right after that, she was shown some 15 visions of Jesus' passion. And I love what she says about it. She says, "I finally came to a ghostly understanding of the Lord's meaning of this." And she wrote, "Know it well, love was his meaning. Who reveals it to you? Love. What did he reveal to you? Love. And why does he reveal it to you? For love. Remain in this, and you will know more of the same." This week, as I've been preparing for this service, I have struggled with the story. It's a hard story to hear, and we hear it each year at this time. And it piles up with all the other hard stories of our lives. This week has been a difficult week in many ways. And so I struggled with all of this. So literally, I know it may sound kind of crazy, but I woke up in the middle of the night this past week, and the tune and the words to one of our wonderful hymns was running through my head. Call it the Holy Spirit, call it blind luck, but it's hymn 439, which is Wondrous Love. And it occurred to me that the story we just heard about Jesus's passion and the words to Wondrous Love fit together in a way that really makes sense, because they both describe this wondrous love of Jesus who gave his life for all of us. And as we struggle with our own stories and we enter the pain of our Good Fridays and this Good Friday, we do know that hope is just beyond. So as we enter this Holy Week and our journey with Jesus, I invite us to take out our hymnals and turn to page 439. And we are going to sing this together. And so join in right after we start. And as you sing these words and reflect on the passion, remember and reconnect with this wondrous love of Jesus.
What wondrous love is this, O my soul, O my soul? What wondrous love is this, O my soul?
To lay aside his crown for my Why?